Lynn Catanese was the chief curator here at Hagley since 2011, and she had been at Hagley since 1990, so 28 years. And she passed away on July 1st after an extended illness. But she was very much a champion of the library's collections, continuing to build them and build relationships to depositors of collections here at Hagley. And she was especially interested in a couple of things. One, reference work, and because her big message was that a library staff that maintains good reference also knows its collections very, very well. She also, however, built collections in two specific areas. She was especially interested in the role of women in business history and also design history, especially mid-century modern design. And so what we decided to do, Hagley, when she passed away, is to establish a fund to honor her work and her interests. And we're receiving donations to help develop collections in the areas I just mentioned, in women's contributions to business history and in mid-century design collections.
All right. As you said, the fund is supporting the acquisition of materials in women's and design history and will make such collections accessible to researchers. That's very important.
Yes, it is. And we're very proud to do it. We're saddened by the loss of our colleague, and we thought that this would be the one way that we could best honor her contributions to the library is to honor her areas of special interest.
Eric, is this the first such fund like this set up in honor of a former Hagley employee?
It actually isn't, although it is the first such, to my knowledge, that was established to honor someone who passed away. We did set up a fund to honor a former reference archivist who retired in 2010. And that was set up as an endowment fund. This one is not. It's a fund by which we're going to acquire and make available collections.
All right. So if people listening want to make a contribution, how can they do that?
They can contact our development director, whose name is Andrew Engel. They can contact him through the Hagley switchboard at 302-658-2400.
Eric, give us some background about Hagley for people who aren't familiar.
Hagley Museum was established and opened its doors in 1957. The library has a somewhat separate history. It started as the Longwood Library up at Longwood Gardens, actually, because it was the brainchild of P.S. DuPont, who started Longwood Gardens and whose estate was up there. The library collects materials not just from DuPont, but from thousands of other businesses. And so we're essentially the world's most important archive for studying the history of American enterprise. And so we've got over 42,000 linear feet of manuscripts alone. That's like 8 miles worth of paper if you were to stack the boxes end to end. 300,000 volumes, published volumes, and about 3 million digital and AV artifacts.